Joining us now from the State House is Democratic State Senator Jeff Woodburn. He's from Dalton. He's the Senate Minority Leader. And Senator Woodburn, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Overall, what did you make of the speech, Senator Woodburn?
Yeah. Well, later today, we're going to meet with the governor and directly congratulate him. And we're glad with his spirit of getting to work in a bipartisan fashion. And first thing we can do is guarantee that we're going to preserve the bipartisan progress that we've made in the last several years. And then, find opportunities where we can, invest in New Hampshire, make New Hampshire a better place for all its people, build an economy from the bottom up. So we're looking forward to working together, identifying, as he called, those low-hanging fruit. Today starts with the seeds of possibility, and hopefully the fruits of our labor can bring it together. But I'm also concerned with some of the strictly partisan issues that he brought up in terms of the things that would obviously put make it harder for people to vote, harder for people to make it harder for people to get ahead. And those are the kind of things that we will vigorously fight, because we believe those issues are not good for New Hampshire. They are not part of our traditions in this state, but we look forward for finding those opportunities to work together.
So, Senator Woodburn, when you say, I want to continue bipartisan success, is that code word for Medicaid expansion?
It is, absolutely. And that was something that, we can't talk about the substance abuse issue without finding a path forward to expand Medicaid. This is a bipartisan solution. We're looking at our second renewal, and it's been around for the past three legislatures. So it is something that we need to continue. No issue is more important in terms of our budget, in terms of our communities, keeping our hospitals open and operating. Substance abuse funding for our state budget is absolutely critical. And I'm disappointed that was not part of this discussion. No mention of Medicaid expansion, which, without a question, is one of the proudest things the state of New Hampshire has done in recent years, with a bipartisan compromise situation where we were able to expand health care for 60,000 people.
What is the low-hanging fruit, in your opinion, Senator Woodburn?
Well, I think we have an opportunity to work on some of those family-friendly that strengthen our communities at the ground level. Things like family leave, investing in early childhood education. Looking forward to those opportunities. Willing to have discussions about all kinds of other areas. And I would just point out that, my Democratic colleagues in the House and in the Senate, we have swallowed tough compromises. We did that on business tax cuts. We didn't like it. We feel like that the biggest problem facing our nation is the inequality, the gap between those with success and those that are struggling. But to move the ball forward, we are willing to compromise, but we are not going to turn our backs on the hardworking people in New Hampshire that, quite frankly, have not succeeded in this economy, and they need an advocate who will expand opportunity for them to make their lives better, stronger, and our economy better.
Here. Governor Sununu talked a great deal about education choice, and you've been a teacher. I mean, what do you take away from that? And do you think there's any area in which Democrats would support something that increased school choice?
Well, that's a hard one for us to take. It's a hard one for me as a Coos County teacher of some of the poorest schools in the state of New Hampshire. I look at the kid in the back room that doesn't have the same opportunities as the kid in some of the other places in New Hampshire. And the last thing we want to do is to be pulling money out of our local schools. We have great local schools. We have great local infrastructure. How can we build them to be stronger? I come from a part of the state where I have 4% of the population and 10% of the schools. Having more schools is not always the best answer. I can guarantee you that from where I live. So it's something we have to look at. We are open to discussion. We are not closing doors. We're opening doors. But we start with a lot of skepticism when it comes to, taking money out of our school systems, taking support out of our school systems. And doing that. So there's a lot of concern about that.
All right. Senator Woodburn, anything else that was cause for celebration or concern on your part?
I appreciate his willingness. I look forward to meeting with him today. We can identify areas where he ran on, particularly the areas of the family-friendly, strengthening communities, family leave, those types of early childhood education, college He has made some commitments in the campaign to make college more affordable. Those are all very important things, and we look forward to doing that. We understand the challenge. This is a much more conservative place, and the Republican Party has not been a party that has really been interested in compromise or consensus, so we're encouraged by that piece.
All right. Well, Senator Woodburn, thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for your service.